financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5. Do I? I know I just don't have time for that stuff. You want to get in 654-7627. Texter 200 writes, I'm just old enough to remember the Boz at OU. Was curious your thoughts on his collegiate career. Listen, Bosworth has this historical reputation as like an A-clown, but he was one of the greatest college linebackers who ever played. Yeah, he spit in your face and things like that, but he was one of the greatest college linebackers that ever played the game. I think unfortunately, because of the way his career ended and some of the things that happened and the antics and getting run over by Jackson, things like that, people lost sight of what a great college linebacker he was. Because he was a fabulous athlete. He was a really good athlete. And he was just a tremendous player. He was just a machine. I mean, an absolute machine. And he was a better pro than people thought, too, until he injured his shoulder. When he injured his shoulder, things started to go downhill. He was involved in some, like, crazy stuff. You know, it's still one of my favorite things. He used to, you know, he played in the same division as Denver. He was playing for Seattle. And he created this, like, this hate relationship with John Elway. He was always making comments about Elway's horse teeth and these kind of things. And so he was not a popular figure in Denver. I mean, he intentionally stirred that pot up as often as he could because he was a master marketer. And so at one weekend, Seattle went to play in Denver, Ramona, and they're selling these T-shirts, I Hate the Boz T-shirts. And everybody in all of Denver bought them. It was Bosworth who was selling them.
Great marketing. Great.
You know, but, you know, unfortunately he had the shoulder injury and then he had the collision with Bo Jackson that he got the short end of. And really after that, he sort of fell into obscurity. And again, he sort of remembered, he's always remembered as a joke or a laughing stock. Trust me, dude was no laughing stock as a college football player. He was a big time. He's one of the greatest linebackers I've ever played. In fact, see the reason, and I have another person write about him now too. Look, here's the thing. You could make a case for him as your all time inside linebacker. That's how good he was. That's a fact. And if you didn't have him on your first team and you didn't have him on your second team, then you better have him like in your third or your fourth team because he's there. I mean, look, probably from a historical standpoint, I'm going Dick Butkus as the number one inside linebacker who was just incredible at Illinois and also played multiple positions there. And two, I might have to go Leroy Jordan of Bama, but I would consider Bosworth in that group right there. I mean, past Butkus, but in that group with the likes of Jordan and Keekly and a few others. He was very, very legitimate. So those are very good texts. Well done, texters. Gamecock Will. Will.
What's going on, Will?
How you doing, Will? Appreciate you getting in.
Appreciate it. First of all, I'm going to give a Super Bowl prediction here. I know you want to get them in before the week's over. I got a... I think the Rams are going to take the lead in the end of the fourth quarter, but I think Brady's going to try to find a way to win it. But I think it's going to be a close game. But if it comes down to a kicking game, you got to give it to the Rams because that guy, he's got a leg on him.
Oh, you're not kidding. You know, I mean... Yeah, so line from 57 would have been good from 70.
But I got a few players for you.
Yeah,
you have to go with Fitzpatrick from Alabama. I think he's the real deal. You saying college players, right?
Yeah, yeah. Minkah Fitzpatrick was incredible at Alabama. There's no question about that. Is he first team all time incredible?
But I got you got to give Tebow a little credit because he's a winner. Well, I mean, he's won a national championship. He's a winner.
Yeah.
Especially in college. And Cam Newton, Carolina had him beat. Clemson had him beat.
So do you want to make Tebow your first team all time NCAA quarterback? And I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, I think other people are going to make that argument.
I would say Cam Newton.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Cam Newton because he just found a way to win all the time.
Even though his college career was relatively short in terms of big time college football.
Yeah, but like I say, Carolina had him beat, Clemson had him beat, Alabama had him beat, but he found a way to beat him. I mean, he won some big games.
Yeah.
So,
but that's sort of like the Barry Sanders thing. I mean, Barry Sanders had the greatest individual season in college football history for a running back, but he really only had that 1 year. So you going to put him on the all-time team?
No, I got one better than Barry Sanders. I think the greatest, I mean, you got to put Bo Jackson in there, but I think the greatest college player of any position of all time, you got to say Herschel Walker.
I think that Herschel Walker will make my starting backfield. My problem is I want to put three guys in it. That's my problem right now.
You got to put Herschel. I mean, he's the greatest college player of all time. I don't care.
Well, but you got to be careful about the when you say all time, you know, Walker is definitely one of the greatest running backs who ever lived collegiately. And I have made the same case you have before. But when you say all time, you're bringing in a lot of different guys. And one of those guys is Red Grange.
Well, I still say Herschel. I mean, he's just a freaking nature. I mean, he done it all. I mean,
yeah, but he done it all. As much as he did, he wasn't as dominant as Red Grange was in a short period of time. Red Grange is arguably the most dominant college running back who ever lived. I mean, he did things that no one's ever done. I mean, you know, he rushed for like 3,500 yards in 20 games. You know, and so, you're not wrong. I mean, Herschel's in my backfield. Herschel's in my backfield. Bo Jackson isn't.
Well, I like both of them, but anyway, that's about all I got for today, but y'all have a good day.
Texas says Cam Newton was on three NCAA championship teams at three different schools. In a way he was, but he didn't play. So, I mean, he didn't play at Florida, and he certainly played at Blinn, but that's junior college, and that's, you know, that's not NCAA. So, but yes, that's true. He was, in fact. Of course, when he was at Florida, he was getting in trouble for, you know, stealing computers or whatever it was alleged. I've had multiple people say Chris Spielman. I like it. I like Spielman's. I think Spielman, you want to talk about a guy who has comprehension of the game? I think that is Chris Spielman. I think his understanding of the game made him one of the greatest linebackers who ever lived. He wasn't blessed physically. And quite honestly, of all the commentators I've ever heard, the only one I really enjoy is Spielman. Because I think Spielman has just Spielman... As an inside linebacker,
Spielman's ability to diagnose and see things before they happen, it not just instincts, were way beyond anybody else's that I've seen. And I think it's what made him such a great player despite physical limitations. Oh, the Tennessee crowd's coming in with Al Wilson for linebacker. Texas Herschel Walker did everything but score against Clemson. Yeah, you know, you want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. I want to touch on one thing. We're going to get back to this because I've got lots of guys that I want to talk about and consider. But I saw this the other day, everyone. I thought this was funny. You know, we're in this world now where people see, you know, this one or two things on TV and they think Tony Romo's a genius in terms of analyzing as a color guy. And I sort of think it's just ridiculous and over the top and just all standard stuff that any analyst sees. I just think Romo likes to hear himself talk. But beyond that, now you have people promoting the notion, Darren Rovell the other day, that Romo should be a head coach now and that he should make $8 million a year as a head coach. You know who's not as high on Tony Romo?
I don't know. You?
Not me. Well, yeah, me. But no. Tess says you don't enjoy Romo. No, I hate him, actually. I think he has a squeaky voice, and I think he just won't shut up. And so this is television, and I think most of what he's been credited with diagnosing is patently obvious to anybody who understands the game. And yet this is the world we live in. It's the world we live in. We want to do that all the time. In any case, I saw this the other day and I thought this was hysterical. Remember Terrell Owens' tear-laced statement to the press in which he was crying about people talking about Tony Romo and you're talking about my quarterback? Remember his tear-ridden presser where you're talking about my quarterback? Well done, Texter 378, who has Johnny Rogers. Johnny Rogers, you're 100% right. The great Nebraska wingback. Well, Terrell Owens has apparently had a change of heart.
No kidding? Why?
Listen to this. This is a thing of beauty. The sound you hear is the perpetual axe grinding of Terrell Owens. This is 247 Sports. Now a decade removed from being released by the Dallas Cowboys, the former wide receiver doesn't miss an opportunity to dig at any and all who were possibly attached to the decision to hand him a pink slip in 2009. We don't know that that has anything to do with it. I don't really think that would have anything to do with his relationship with Tony Romo. I'm not sure the two things have anything to do with one another. But regardless, Terrell has now decided to talk about Tony Romo. He said, however, the guy who once cried in a post-game press conference declaring Romo was his quarterback has had a change of heart, it seems, to begin with a recent tweet regarding Romo's prowess on the microphone. Great job. But it's a world of difference in that booth and actually in the action, Owens wrote. You would think that Romo would have been the ultimate quarterback with these pre-snap read predictions. When asked to clarify his stance in an interview with NFL Network, Owens took the gloves off. You have a guy that's very cerebral at the quarterback position. I think when you talk about guys like that who go into the booth, nobody would know how successful he would be. But obviously he's doing a great job at that, he said, before grabbing the wheel of compliments and swerving. I think it's one thing to call the game in a booth than to actually be in the action, recognize the coverages, assess what's actually going on. I think in the end, you have to deliver the ball accurately and decisively. And I think that's what makes him great in the booth as opposed to what he did on the football field. When you start comparing guys that have played that position, like, that's what makes them great, Owen said. He has situations where he always threw interceptions late in games. So, again, it's about decision-making, how accurate you are, where you throw the ball. It's all about execution. You can see something and know where to go with the ball, but if the ball isn't delivered accurately for a receiver to catch it, then that play doesn't happen. Wow.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, that's just eviscerating Romo for his time with. I mean, you've come from the tear-laced, you know, he's my quarterback, you know, don't, to this, where every element of him you've eviscerated. He basically said, man, great, it's great to be smart in the booth, but you were a dummy on the field.
Yeah.
And even if you knew what was going on, it didn't matter because you could never deliver the ball. And when the games all mattered, all you did is throw interceptions. That's what he just said.
That's pretty bad.
That's what Terrell Owens just said about Tony Romo. Oh, man. I mean, it's just, he's like the gift that keeps on giving. And then you want to know why, you know, I heard this come up earlier today. Or no, last night on national radio. And it was a discussion of Terrell Owens again. It was a discussion actually of the upcoming NFL Hall of Fame and the fact that Terrell Owens belongs in. This is why he doesn't belong in.
He's still not in?
No, he's in.
Oh, okay.
He's in. I would not have voted him in.
Right.
And I have not changed my mind. I think Terrell Owens was the most destructive force on his own team that's ever been unleashed in National Football League history.
Is he Love Me Some Me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah. Do we have that? Yeah, Terrell.
No.
We don't have He Loves Me Some Me?
No.
How do we not have that? We had it a million years ago. Yeah, Terrell loves him some me. Loves me some me. And still does. And apparently doesn't love him some Tony Romo.
Yeah,
not at all. Not a big fan in any way, shape, or form of Tony. I mean, you know, it's just, it does make you wonder why.
What do you have to gain? It's not really necessary. Yeah. Right. It's not really necessary for him to just all of a sudden say something like that.
Right. What do you have to gain from eviscerating him in that manner? But I mean, you want to talk about a total chop job. I mean, dude cut him off at the knees. I mean, he just, it's just unbelievable. You can't say nastier things about a guy you used to play quarterback with. I mean, basically, he just took him apart from start to finish. Said, well, you know, if you're so smart in the booth, why weren't you so smart on the field? And he said, and even if you were, he said, basically, there's no evidence of that. But even if you were, you know, you couldn't deliver the ball when you needed to and on time and knowing where to go, he said, is just one thing. Getting it there is another thing entirely. And then at the end of games, you know, he basically said, all you did is throw interceptions. So, I don't know. Well, you know that old saying with friends like that, who needs enemies? Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232. 269-1232. It's Gilstrap on the web, gilstrapproofing.com. Look, Ramona, how did your situation work again? You were just sitting there in your living room one night when rain started to come down your walls.
Well, it was raining really hard, and it was the bathroom, and I walked by the bathroom when it was pouring down rain, and it was dripping down the wall.
Down the wall,
like
of the
where
bathroom.
The corner, where the ceiling meets the wall.
Okay.
It was just dripping. I mean, flooding down.
Really?
It wasn't just a little.
Oh.
That's because
these are details I wasn't aware of.
Because there were holes up there.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't a war away.
Yeah. How'd the holes get there?
There was a ne'er-do-well. On my roof.
Apparently, it was satellite insulation.
I mean, it was dripping down like there was a hose up there. Yeah. That's how bad.
Oh, that's
it was.
Not good. Yeah. See, you don't want to wait that long. But if you find yourself in that circumstance, do what Ramona did. Call Gilstrap. They'll come right out and fix it. They came quickly out, fixed it. It was very affordable. And how many years ago now is that?
Oh, it's been a while.
Like five.
I think so.
And it's never leaked since.
Right.
Say, there you go. That's Gilstrap. And they'll give you a free checkup, free evaluation. Take advantage of it. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you, like they've told a number of people. If there's something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed. And then from an aesthetic standpoint, you know, if you're looking into a new roof, you need to go to Gilstrap. They'll help you to find the perfect aesthetic match for your home, your surroundings. Shingles have to be well integrated into your home, into the surroundings to look right. Gilstrap will help you with all of that. It's Gilstrap Roofing. For 80 years, they've done roofs. It's all they do. Four generations. That's why they're the best at it. 269-1232. Quick break.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, lkqpickyourpart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle. When it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you, find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This can be pretty dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage, Weird WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Text lines just lit up with people throwing names out. We're going to continue this. We'll take a look at it the next few days and see if we can come up with a all-time NCAA team for the 150th anniversary of NCAA football. You know, I also want to get into some serious Super Bowl discussion and breakdown, and the week is rolling on, and we haven't gotten to enough of this as yet. You know, I mean, I think there are a number of factors in the game. I think one of the obvious factors in the game is going to be the matchup of New England's offensive line and Gronkowski and was that an extra? Devil in the fullback.
Yeah.
Against the interior of the Rams defensive front. And look, Wade Phillips is a brilliant defensive mind. So the coaching matchup here is fascinating in a lot of ways. And Ndamukong Suh has had some success over the years. He doesn't like the Patriots. Used to play in the same division, remember, when he was in Miami. And there were a lot of heated confrontations then. There was a lot of thought that he tried to cheap shot Brady multiple times, that type of stuff. And then you have Aaron Donald, who's the most dominant defensive line presence in the National Football League, and rightfully so. And has 20 and a half sacks and is unbelievably explosive and unbelievably powerful for his size and requires a double team every play to control his explosiveness and to prevent him from blowing things up in your backfield. But there is still a but in that mix. And it's that Aaron Donald is still an undersized DT, and he can be moved. He can be moved. I mean, and it's the secret to running against the Rams. I mean, if you can double team Aaron Donald and you can move him, you can run the ball against the Rams. And I think that the Patriots have an opportunity to do just that. Look, Aaron Donald's going to be making impactful plays in this game, but don't be surprised if late in the game he wears down a little bit. He's on the field a lot, and the Patriots, I think, are going to attack him. I think the Patriots are going to run the ball at Aaron Donald. That's what I would do. I would run it at him. And again, New England has an advantage over other teams in that you have Gronkowski, who's basically an extra lineman, and you have Devlin, who's also basically an extra lineman. And New England loves to use those wham blocks with Gronkowski. And I think that matchup, what happens inside there, is going to go a long way to determining what happens in this football game. I specifically went back and watched, in terms of scouting and preparation for the Super Bowl, I went back and rewatched elements of the Rams and Saints game to see how the Saints did in controlling those two guys in the center of that defensive front, as well as what New England does. And I think that matchup is going to go a long way to determining it. You know, I heard a stat the other day about when Brady gets pressure off the edge, his quarterback rating is 107. When he gets pressure inside, his quarterback rating is like 65. Now, this is true of every quarterback. No quarterback wants pressure in their face, as we've discussed a million times. But Brady is so masterful at getting the ball out quickly. He'll take short sets. He's so frustrating to opposing perimeter pass rushers now. It's the area of his game that just continues to get better. You know, once upon a time, you probably could get some pressure on him from the outside. Now it seems like it's almost impossible to pressure him from the perimeter. You just don't have time to get there. Again, it's the frustration that Joey Bosa voiced when he was on mic for the San Diego New England game, and he just kept talking about, I can't get there. He gets rid of the ball too quickly. And that not only frustrates defensive linemen, it wears them out. Eventually, they stop coming. And if you watch New England games closely as to how the games evolve, that's what Brady's doing to you. He's frustrating them early with short passing game, and then later in games, he's hitting them vertically because they're not coming as hard. And now suddenly he has more time. And that's a big part of how he converted all those third and tens down the stretch in that Kansas City game. And so it's going to be imperative that the Rams get quick pressure in his face, because you can't get there off the edges. The ball is coming too quickly. It's coming out too quickly. The only way is direct pressure. It's to collapse the pocket in his face. And that has been what he's susceptible to. If the Rams can affect Brady by getting quick pressure in his face with Donald and Ndamukong Suh, then they have a shot. They have a shot. Look, I respect, and look, some of these guys have seen Brady in New England before. You know, Aqib Talib, Wade Phillips, I mean, Edmonds, these guys, certainly Ndamukong Suh, these guys have some experience in playing against the Patriots, albeit not for the team they're on now. But they have experience playing against New England, and so they're obviously familiar with a lot of what they do, and it, at various times have had some success. I mean, you know, listen, in terms of this game, these are the two teams I predicted to be there before the year, and they're here. And I think the Rams, look, I thought going into the year, the Rams were the most talented team in the National Football League. And I still think so. I think when you look at their overall talent, I think they're the most gifted team. I mean, I think there are other teams that are close, but I think when you look at overall talent, you know, you look at guys like Donald and Sue and Fowler and Aqib Talib and offensively, you know, Goff and Gurley and Anderson and Cook and you know, even the offensive line. You know, if you watch the Rams, I mean, they'll run power and they'll pull their guards, but they are running behind the left side of that offensive line. The left side of that offensive line, that's going to be the other part of this battle. It's going to be when the Rams have the ball, the left side of that Rams offensive line has been kicking the crap out of people the last few games. The Patriots are going to have to hold up there. I think they will. But that matchup will go a long way to determine it too. You know, Brady said today that as tough as this last game was, that came right down to the end for them to win, he said he thinks this one's going to be much tougher, that he thinks the Rams are that much better. Well, you know, he should know. Having said that, we've picked all six playoff games right and are 4-1 against the spread. As of now, as much respect as I have for the Rams, and I know I acknowledged before the year I thought they were the most talented team in the league, I just don't see it. You know, the Rams, have morphed a little bit. You know, they were more of a man coverage team, and they've become a little more of a zone coverage team lately. It's going to be fascinating to see what they try and do against New England, because the first thing they're going to have to do is try and – they're going to try and take the run away. They're going to try and make New England more one-dimensional. And look, here's your game plan if you're the Rams on defense. You can't let New England truck you at the line of scrimmage. The Rams, over the course of the year, gave up a ton of yards. You know, remember, Kansas City gave up a ton of yards rushing. 2 weeks ago, when Kansas City played prior to New England, no one tested them. They weren't tested. No one tried to run the ball on them. New England came in knowing they could run the ball on Kansas City, even in that environment, and they did, especially early until Kansas City overcommitted to stopping the run by basically moving five big guys inside. But the Patriots came in thinking they could run it on them. Well, the Rams' run defense during the year was not good. It was either 31st or 32nd in the league. It's surprising when you have Donald and Sue, other than what I told you, is that, you know, Donald can be moved with a double team block. But I think the Patriots are going to feel like they can run the ball on the Rams. And the Rams' first concern is going to have to be trying to stop that. Now, remember, when we last saw New England in the Super Bowl, they went Air Brady, and he threw for over 500 yards, and they were unstoppable. And fundamentally, I still think you're going to see a lot of that. Because I think the Rams are going to have to try and take the run away, I think you're going to see zone coverage on the back end. And Brady kills zone coverage. He just kills zone coverage. Now, if the Rams can play man coverage on the back end, then I think they have a better shot, because the Patriots receivers don't get any separation. I mean, you watch the overtime drive with Brady against Kansas City. and all those third and 10 conversions, what are there, three of them? Every ball was fit into the tightest window possible. There was no room for error. The ball had to be perfect. Every throw had to be perfect. And so if I'm the Rams, I'm thinking you would want to try and play man coverage, but of late, again, they've played more zone, and they're going to be forced to try and, I think, overcommit to stopping the run against New England. I don't see it. I just don't. I mean, it's early. I've already given it out as a spread pick. I give it out at 2.5 on Twitter. You don't need to wait for Friday on that. I won't be offering a play on the total. But at 2.5, I've given out the Patriots. I just think, despite what's being said, I just think New England is better. I think they have Brady and you don't. And as much respect as I have for Jared Goff, I think he's going to see things against the Patriots that he hasn't seen before. I think he's going to get pressured more than he's been pressured. The Patriots have developed a pass rush of late as well. And the Patriots are totally denying the run. You know, the Patriots are pressing the line of scrimmage, and sometimes they're bailing, but they're putting, you know, they're basically putting everybody up early in games, and they're taking away run. That's what they did to San Diego. That's what they did to Kansas City. They're making them one-dimensional. And Phillip Rivers was in 2nd-and-9 the whole game. I think the Patriots want to put Jared Goff in 2nd-and-9 and see how he does. And I don't think that's to his advantage. I mean, he's a young quarterback. It's a really difficult situation in this type of environment. And I just can't see the advantage there. And so as much as I like this Rams team, I'm of the opinion that New England is going to win and win in comfortable fashion. You know how Clemson felt after losing last year to Alabama? Like Alabama didn't get their best shot. Well, the Patriots aren't playing the same opponent as they were, but I still think the Patriots are PO'd about losing to Philadelphia. I don't think they like losing the Super Bowl. I don't think they like losing the way they did. And I think that thought is on all of their minds. And as I said, this is the healthiest I've seen New England in 2 years, which is one of the reasons I liked them the last couple of weeks in the playoffs. I think they're going to beat the Rams and beat them comfortably. I think we're looking at 37-20, 41-24, something like that. I think New England's going to win this game when comfortable. You know, you look at what New England's done these last two games against San Diego and Kansas City, and I think it's fair to suggest that even though the Rams' defense looks improved, you know, San Diego's defense was supposed to be good. The Patriots ran 172 plays in those two games. NFL, 172 plays. They put up what? Like 1,100 yards of offense in 172 plays? I'm not sure how the Rams are going to stop them. Plus, I don't like the Rams' secondary in terms of tackling. I think it's the worst tackling secondary in the NFL. Not Tlaib. I think Aqib Tlaib is a pretty good player. It's the rest of that group. I just think it's a bad tackling secondary. And I think New England is a bad matchup for a team that doesn't tackle well in the secondary. David, you're up first. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. Let me quickly tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. You're running out of time. Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. You know, we started out with 118 residences. I believe we are down to like 40, maybe even less than that. So if you want in, you have to ask. packed. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, restaurant, pool, hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, 50-yard football field, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days, modified hotel services so you can mess it up and someone else cleans it up. That's what we're talking about. That's America. And here's the other thing. You can rent out part of your unit while you're using it, you can rent out your unit while you aren't using it, or use part and rent part if you have a 2 or 3 bedroom unit. How about that? It just doesn't get better. It's Lakeside Lodge Clemson. And by the way, all the biggest names in Clemson behind this, Bostic Brothers, Steve Mudge, Leighton Cubbage, Taj Boyd. Go see Taj. He's in charge of the sales effort. 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Go see him. You'll thank me later. You can get in if you want. 654-767. As Lumby says, he says, as you said, Marcus Peters is horrible tackling. A mummy could do better. Yeah, see, honestly, I think Brady's going to kill Peters. I think Peters may be the worst tackling DB I've ever seen. And he's a conscientious objector to tackling. He's a guy who talks a lot. You know, good luck. I think, you know, remember, Ramona, when we had this whole Tony Elliott Where's Waldo thing, and I said, well, I think Alabama secondary has a bunch of Waldos. I think there's some Waldos in the Rams secondary. I think Marcus Peters is one of them. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be back.
This Sunday, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons travel down I-85 and come to Tigertown to take on the Tigers in Little John to open up February play, with pregame starting at 11:30 a.m. and a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res, because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plotter. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine or transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Buddy's today at 864-646-3513.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
One's better than Walt's Deaf Doula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, man, you are so dramatic.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip to the Road Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. Hey, everyone, you know what the temperature was in Fergus Falls, Minnesota yesterday?
I know.
What was I wrote it on my Twitter page. I wrote this on my Twitter page last night. The temperature was, it feels like minus 61.
Oh, no.
Minus 61. Does that even compute? You know, just for example, okay, last night in this state, it was friggin' cold. And it was right. It was like 25 degrees. Okay. Yeah. You're talking another 85, 86 degrees lower than that. To put it in perspective.
And where was this?
Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
I'll mark that off my retirement community list.
That's right. That's right. I don't think it's a very big retirement area, I'm guessing. It's like I said, you know, in northern Tennessee, we had some cold weather, but like nothing like that. Like that just doesn't even compute to me. I don't know what we're talking about. David, you were up in 1 second, David. We lost you. Get back in. We'll put you up. You want to get in, now's a good time. 654-7627. But minus 61?
Yeah, I mean, God.
Somebody wrote that
must really mess with your heater units and stuff.
Everything.
I mean, how do you get your heaters to work properly in that kind of business?
Well, like I was even thinking.
I don't even know what would happen.
Well, I was even thinking like normal antifreeze. Isn't normal antifreeze good to like minus 35 or something?
I think so.
So what happens at minus 61? You know, and what about, somebody wrote, I'm not even sure gas pumps pump at that temperature. I don't know.
I wouldn't be standing at a gas pump trying to pump it. Well, oh, you'd freeze while you're standing there.
Well, somebody else said that you have 4 minutes of skin time exposure. Now, I don't know what that means. Before what?
The other day I was standing out pumping gas and it was 25 or something like that. And my cheeks were actually like, felt like they were getting frozen.
I think it's your brain cells that got frozen.
You can't cover up your... I thought I needed a ski mask to pump gas.
Dexter said, well, I just moved back from Minneapolis. Where'd it go? He wrote, Where'd it go? I just moved back from Minneapolis, and today the actual temp was minus 30 before the wind chill.
That's the actual temperature?
The actual temp, minus 30. Minus 30.
Wow.
Again, I
can't even imagine.
Look, I realize these people are prepared for it because they live in it.
Yeah.
And they have thicker blood and all that stuff. But like, you know, minus 61 is minus 61.
Yeah.
You can put chocolate on it, flavor it any way you want. It's still minus 61. It just, again, to me, that does not compute. I just can't, that's
insane.
Yeah. You just wonder like how you live, you know, how you do anything. It's not like you got to go to work in that. Right. It's like, go get the mail. No.
What about the post office people? They probably don't go for that. Rain, sleet, snow.
Somebody on my Twitter page, I think I saw it from multiple people. I think it was also in Minnesota. It was a pair of pants that was frozen. Just standing there on the porch.
Oh.
The pants were standing there by themselves. There's no one in the pants.
I get it. They're just standing there frozen. Wow. I mean, you would have to have insulation around everything that was on the outside.
Oh, you know, like your home is the 12 you feet know? Of insulation.
But that's on the inside of my house. Yeah. That's not over around my unit.
No. I mean,
you would have to have all that around everything that was outside.
Texas says the coldest I ever saw was minus 15 in Pennsylvania, and that is blank and freezing. Right. Wow. Again, that's why, you know, those temperatures are almost like unimaginable. You know, it's just like, I don't see how you do anything. And you just wonder, I mean, does the power ever go out there? I mean, like, the power goes out here all the time, right?
Oh, if the power went out.
Right. The power goes out and it's minus 61.
They all have those big fireplaces in the middle of their living room.
I don't know that a fireplace is going to save you from minus 61.
You have to, like, stand right next to it.
You have to be in the fire.
Yeah, you have to be in the fire.
Did you see what they were doing in some of those areas? I saw the film on the news today. They were setting the railroad ties on fire on the railroad tracks because the cold was screwing with the steel tracks.
No kidding.
And so they were setting the railroad ties on fire to try and keep the steel of the tracks from
whatever
disintegrating in the excessive cold temperatures.
That is insane.
I mean,
talk about get your pets inside. Oh, wow.
Again, you know, you're outside in that temperature. Yeah, that's another thing. You know,
I mean,
animals somehow survive it. I guess. Maybe they do, maybe they don't.
Well, if you're a deer or something like that, you're in it all the time, but a cat or a dog wouldn't.
No, I would hope. I'm talking about wildlife animals.
Yeah,
not
bears and stuff.
Yeah. You want to get in, 654-7627. You know, I saw a tweet today from CBS Basketball. Those people sort of drive me crazy, to be honest, but it was about the National College Player of the Year. And they're already granting that to Zion Williamson. And they said, does anybody have any chance of beating out Zion Williamson? What? I mean, we're like halfway through the league schedule. Not a third of the way through the league schedule. What are you talking about? Does anybody have a chance? Grant Williams of Tennessee has been every bit as good as Zion, probably better. You just don't get the dunk highlights from him. I mean, I think Grant Williams has been better. If you want to ask me who the best player in college basketball is, it's been him. The guy went 23 of 23 from the foul line the other day. Zion can't make a free throw. Zion is incredibly gifted, but a lot of his celebrity comes from the dunks. Let's be clear. I mean, you can make a case he's not the best player on his own team. A lot of R.J. Barrett's numbers are better. I said, how about R.J. Barrett? I said, how about Ja Morant? How about Grant Williams? You know, and I get a guy writes back and he says, well, but Walt, Zion is a much better field goal percentage. Yeah, because you ignored, you know, seven other stats that R.J. Barrett's better in. You picked and you chose what you wanted to try and make your point. But you can't say one of those guys has been more instrumental to Duke than the other, because I would disagree. I would disagree with that assessment. But the point is, you know, R.J. Barrett's averaging 20 points a game. Or Zion Williamson's averaging 20 points a game. He's shooting like 65% from the foul line. He is shooting like 65, 66% from the field, whatever it is, because a lot of his shots are dunks. But he's terrible from three-point range. He's shooting 29%. You know, let's not act like this guy is putting together one of the great statistical seasons in college basketball history, because he's not. He's not. So let's not act like he is. Let's not act like this guy has some insurmountable lead for the National Player of the Year, because if he does, you're not paying attention. I mean, he's a good player. He's a tremendous talent. He's a tremendous talent. But he's had ups and downs. He's had ups and downs. And all we care about in this world is, you know, this guy's on every highlight reel with the thunderous dunks and all that stuff. But I think if you're actually watching basketball every game and you actually understand all the intricacies of the game and what you're seeing, not just the dunks, then I think you probably wouldn't vote for him at this point. I mean, but to suggest that their inference was basically that no one else had a shot, that, I mean, that's what they were saying in their headline. I mean, I think Grant Williams would be my choice at this point of the year. Who's the number one team in the country? I mean, Grant Williams would be my choice if I had to pick one player of the year, because he's a better shooter. You know, he's a complete player. He's a more mature player. He's not as spectacular. That's a fact. But who's the guy most responsible for why Tennessee is number one? Who had Tennessee number one before the year? And who, again, and what player is the most responsible? Well, it's Grant Williams. I mean, Major Schofield's been great too. But Grant Williams is the returning SEC player of the year, and he has been the best player in the SEC again, and he's the best player on the best team. And he's also averaging 20 points a game. And fills the stat sheet in like every column. So don't, my problem with this, you know, here's my issue with it, Ron. My issue is not the Zion Williams, the Zion fanfare. I apologize. My screen had not reloaded. I know you're a bunch of you people on hold. I'm coming to you. In fact, since it hadn't reloaded, I lost track of time. I wondered why I was at 51. We'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no residue cleaning system leaves